Along the way to my present success, I've had to work for a living, usually what's called in professional circles temporary work. I moved furniture, filed, typed, answered phones, and I probably have the world's record for getting fired. This is because I'd show up at work unshaven, wearing sunglasses and not wearing socks. I figured I'm not an executive. Who's going to care? Well, after my third temp job in a week, I finally took Mom's long-distance advice, got a beige seersucker three-piece for $5 at Goodwill, fit me like a glove. I wore it to my next temp job, and when the permanent employees saw me approach the water cooler, they all scattered. Nobody'd come near me. Finally, a little bald guy worked up the courage to ask me who I was. He had me pegged to some corporate honcho after their jobs, I guess, because when I told him I was a temp worker, a look of relief came over his face. By noon, employee fear of me had vanished to be replaced by utter disregard. So the next day, my suit vanished to be replaced by blue jeans. The next day, my job vanished to be replaced by poverty. Now, if you're an artist of any kind, it means you're going to have to get the kind of job you get to. You get to do what you want to do. So let me give you some advice about the temp worker scene. Never drink beer at your desk. Supervisors don't like it. Permanent employees probably won't appreciate your Joe Cocker impression either. If you're moving furniture, don't move a desk if someone's sitting at it. Never call corporate executives by their first name or ask them if they want to play golf. Don't try to find the Pac-Man game on the personal computer unless invited to by the supervisor, and never ask the supervisor for a date. If you're answering the company phone, say hello, not yeah, what do you want? I know temp work can be boring, but don't rearrange a company's filing system without permission. Don't rewrite business letters in blank verse. If you're supposed to show up at work on Tuesday, don't come in Wednesday. This is basic stuff. Don't draw faces with whiteout on the desk. Don't make jewelry out of the paper clips. Don't compose melodies in the touch-tone phone. Don't ask to borrow this electric overnight. Remember, always, you're just a ghost in the working world. Someone will eventually publish the 1,500-page rock and roll novel Gathering Dust in Your Sock Drawer. Your ship will come in, and then you will have temps of your own, and none of them better call you by your first name. I gotta go.